Happy New Year! If you are listening to this to another time of the year and it's summer, happy day! You can always hop on the train of going strong instead of fast. Going strong and not fast is the word for 2025. And I'm gonna tell you why in a moment. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek. And this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's 2025. Can you imagine? Time just flies. And as usual, I always get the absolute best creative ideas to record a podcast episode or for a piece of any other type of content when I'm running, which is probably the worst place to be in because I run without my phone. And I've got nothing with me to write down on. So the whole run, when I come up with something brilliant, I just try to keep it in my mind and then run fast home to get it on paper and eventually to you in an episode or in a social media post. So last time, it was just a couple of days ago when I did a benchmark run. I just recovered fully, I have the impression, from my half marathon, and I'm ready for the next challenge. I love challenges, if you know me, because I think having something to work on just keeps you busy, but in a good way. Like, it keeps you excited and curious, and I just love proving to myself that I can achieve anything I want. And I decided to set myself a 5K training plan with my Garmin computer or with my Garmin smartwatch and run my 5 kilometers in below 28 minutes. So as Garmin made this plan for me, you always need to make a benchmark run. If you are not a runner, it's basically a test run. You run for 2 minutes slow or you walk for a warm-up, then it tells you to run strong for 5 minutes and cool down for another 2 minutes. So it's a total of 9 minutes of running. And based on that data, the plan or the computer draws the data to make a running plan for the next 15 weeks. All right. And what I've seen this time for the first time, and I haven't noticed that before, is that it told me to run strong. And for a moment, I've been thinking, what does that even mean? And I love to draw this into life and into our business life. And I tried to run strong instead of fast. And my first impression, as I started running with my chest up, feeling every step, making strong steps, strong movements, involving my entire body and giving it all within those 5 minutes, I noticed something. That first of all, my brain kept on telling me that I'm not fast enough. And I was looking around if anyone sees me running strong. Like, I don't even know if people would have seen that I'm running strong and not fast because I was giving it all. So I felt somewhat I needed to compare myself to someone, not knowing to who really. But I did it anyway. And I remembered what the app told me as well before I started running. Run strong and walk if you need. So now I know that if I would have wanted to run fast and I would have ran as fast as I can without the attitude of wanting to run strong, I would have needed to walk. And what would have happened is that during those short walks, I wouldn't have recovered quick enough to run again as fast as I can. Whereas I was running strong and I didn't even need to stop because it was just feeling right. And here's the thing. Often, what keeps people from success in their business, coaches, teachers, educators, service providers, because they want to go fast. In our fast-paced world where success only exists if you go fast, if you can quickly enough brag with something you have achieved, then you're doing well. Unfortunately, this is not everyone's reality, and it's quite nobody's reality, to be honest, because everybody fails the path forward. There is no person who has achieved success without failure. And often it just takes time to learn another skill set, to develop something, to become the person you need to be in order to achieve success. Not everybody is capable from day one to go in front of camera and do all the wild things. Nobody is ready to be visible in front of so many people just when they start. It's a process of learning. Unfortunately, social media included tries to sell us all those quick results, get rich quick programs, the fixes that we think we need. But I want to tell you something today. You don't need nothing to be fixed about you because, believe it or not, you are good enough. And this is exactly what it means. Good enough means good enough to continue. You don't need anything else to start. You don't need anything else to learn something new. You don't need anything else to commit to your dream. You are already here. And that's enough, my friend. I don't want you to buy into anything that costs you headache. Here is the thing. When I make a buying decision and I think, oh, that sounds like I really need this in order to succeed, I always ask myself, what if I don't have that program, that course, that mentoring? What would happen? And I always give myself 24 hours to think about it. Honestly, if I then compare to what I know and what I think I might need in order to succeed, I only experience one thing, that I'm impatient because I have either learned it, I'm in the process of learning it, and I just need patience to fully embody it and involve it so it becomes the thing it is supposed to be. And the problem is every time we add on something in order to go fast, we actually go slow because we just keep on adding on new courses, new things, new books, new this, new that without implementing it. And the reason for that, you might already know, is because as human collective, we don't like to suck at things. Nobody wants to be bad at something. So we try to get anything into our world as quick as possible to fix those little pains, those little, I don't know how it goes. I don't want to look silly. But also, I wanted you to know for 2025 that it is inevitable to look silly if you're starting something new. And in fact, if you are not ready to look silly while you are learning something new, you will never become good at it. And here is the solution to everything. Doing it more often in a sustainable way and doing it over and over again is going to make you look better. And you will only go as fast, as strong you are right here, right now, in that moment, to not to compete with everyone else, with everybody else's success stories, but only with yourself. Going strong means doubling down on what already is. Going strong means learning the new stuff that is missing. Going strong in your business for 2025 means being and wanting to be seen by 1,000 other people, visibility or beyond social media in 2025 is the thing we need. How you do it, that's up to you, but you gotta go strong in that direction, Indirection visibility, indirection speaking your truth. You can't be considered a thought leader and an expert if you don't have your unique thought. And I bet you have one. There is just something within you that tries to tell you that it's easier to bypass the work, that it's easier to get the fast track ticket to your success. But I'm going to tell you, it's not. You have everything you need already within you, and I'm going to help you dig that up on 16th of January, 2 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, in my free masterclass, Impact and Money, where I'm going to teach you what it needs to break through the noise and stand out in the self-development industry in 2025 and beyond, so you can make the impact you came for. And I'm going to teach you nothing that is a fast lane ticket. If you are here for the long game, come join me and sit with me because I believe 1000% in you that all you need to succeed is already within you. And I am going to give you the right push in the right direction to set you up for a strong 2025.